Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Dukes and Bell. We get a chance to talk to our guy, Paul Byrd from Fox Sports South. You get a chance to watch him. And first and foremost, man, congratulations on are you headed up to see your son? What's going on?
I'm headed up, man. Thank you all for bringing that up. Yeah. Man, ACC tournament. I am on my way to Durham as we speak. You guys are on speaker phone thanks to the Georgia No Hands, you know. So that's it, man. I'm very, very excited. Great time for our family. Very proud of my son. And I'm on my way.
Paul, real quick, tell people about your son for those who don't know. I think everybody just assumes that, you know, we know your son plays ball. Tell them about it.
Oh, I appreciate that, man. Yeah, he loves the game. Great curveball and changeup, but he doesn't like the pitch. He likes to make a defensive play and swing it. So he's, fought through some injuries, some adversity, and he's played at Clemson the last couple years, and he's really enjoyed it. And this year as a senior, he's kind of come into his own and just made first-team All-ACC.
No, Paul, that's a great story about your son, man. That's awesome. Now, we don't know much about Anthony Swarzak, who the Braves traded for, other than he's a journeyman. He's been around the league for a lot of years. But are you surprised they cut bait on Vizcaino, or just saying the injuries, you just can't trust him right now?
Well, I've had that injury. I've had that shoulder injury. And it doesn't mean they don't believe in this or anything like that. That is a tough injury. You lose a little velocity with that injury. And, I'm not saying that's why they did it, but he is going to be out for a full year through his contract. And it's usually a year and a half on coming back from that. So with Swarzak, you got a little past success. His nickname is T. Sweezy. And, he is a mature veteran, 34. So, you're probably not going to get a 2 ERA, but it's a good change of league for him, good change of scenery. You may know a little bit more, and so he could be somebody that could help out. And, it'll be interesting to see.
It is Paul Byrd, guys, joining us here on Dukes and Bell, talking about the Braves. Have you seen a tear like what Freddie's been on in his career since he's been here with the Braves?
I have. And, 2 years ago, out of spring training, he didn't hit for a month. And you know when he doesn't hit for a month that the pendulum's going to swing. Mm-hmm. And when it swings, look out, because he is on an absolute tear. Guys, he had like a chest cold where he couldn't breathe at night. He couldn't sleep. I looked him out of the locker room. I didn't want to get near him. His eyes were bloodshot. He's like laying on a couch with a towel over his head. Like, everybody stay away from him. And he still went 1-for-3 or 1-for-4. You know, he walks up to the plate, he's that good.
Yeah.
So, he is healthy again. He's swinging it. I think he is loving this lineup, loving hitting in this lineup. People are talking about other people, and every now and then he says, "Don't forget about me," and hits one 433 feet off the chop house seat. So he's the real deal. And again, guys, a good leader. Young guys are seeing, hey, man, this is what, you know. And there's a lot of other good leaders on that team. They lead in different ways, like Markakis. But it's good for them to see a guy that works really, really hard, doesn't have to be 100% to play, has a game plan. So the Braves have a lot of good things going for them offensively right now.
It is Paul Byrd, guys, from Fox Sports Southeast, as he's mobile today and join us talking about the Bravos, who are still obviously right there behind the Phillies, just 2.5 games back. Paul, as a pitcher, is it your responsibility, or anybody who's starting for the team, know your body, know if you need a candy bar to maintain your blood sugar. Fulte makes, until we found out at the time, made Snicker look like a knucklehead. Obviously, he didn't eat, and then he had to get out because he got lightheaded.
Yeah, and that's one of the problems with Fulte, and I love Fulte. So it's not a, hey, I'm not tough enough to stay in the game. That's not it. It is a, he is very emotional. I'm emotional. And on game days, he can't eat. And so that shows up sometimes when it's really, really hot. I know they're going to be working on that. Again, it's not a, hey, man, I'm a sissy. It's nothing like that at all. It's a, here's what I do on game days. Here's what enables me to pitch the best. And then he had a little issue there. So I'm really glad there was no elbow pain. We saw some weird swings, and I was like, oh, no. I hope he did not hurt, you know, a rib cage or something swinging the bat. And, yes, Brian Snitker is smarter than that. So it's one of those things where I'm just glad Folty's okay. And, guys, I'm really glad he threw well.
Yeah.
His velocity was back up. The old Folty was back. So put him in with the young guys, and it could fix some problems for the Braves rest of the year. I'm fired up.
Paul Byrd, let's talk about Austin Riley. This is a quote from Freddie. Freddie says, what he is doing in his first four games, it's hard to put into words. Hitting homers to left center, homers to right. He has power to all fields. Facing guys he hasn't faced before, hitting line drives up the middle, you know, taking what he's given. That is so hard for a young guy that's on fire in the minor leagues to come up and do what Austin Riley has done, isn't it?
It is. Hey, Carl.
Yeah, man.
I pulled the car over because I don't want to lose you again. That's how much respect.
Wow, he's going to cut into his ETA.
That's what's up.
You know why?
Why?
Because you just followed me on Twitter.
Hey. My man.
God, you made me work for that follow. Good. Nice. So anyways, I pulled over for that reason. Here's why I like Austin Riley. Guys, he's not just hot. He can do things other people can't do. You know, if you're not a baseball fan, I'm going to put it in basketball terms for you. If you watched the game last night and saw Kawhi, somebody else, if somebody goes down the court and they're faster than everybody else, and they jump higher and they bring a dunk home and they're a foot and a half above the rim and it looks like poetry, you don't want to guard that guy because he's doing something everyone else in the league or most cannot do. Mm. So when Austin Riley takes an inside-out swing and hits a 94-mile-an-hour fastball, when he's handcuffed, he can't get extended. The ball's in. His elbow's down. He's trying to inside out a golf swing, and he shoots it 420 to right center field, opposite field, and the ball comes off the bat 105 to 110 miles an hour. Nobody can do that. That's not a, hey, he's just hot right now. This guy is special. Mm-hmm. So it's something where put him in that lineup in the sixth hole. Acuña goes down to one, which happened before. He's taken off. You guys were right. It all of a sudden becomes special. Because now I get past, you know, Josh Donaldson, former MVP. I get past Freddie Freeman. Now I'm pitching, man. I'm working. Nick Markakis walks up. He never takes a pitch off. Hasn't in 15 years.
Right.
He walks up, and I get past him. Now I got to face Austin Riley, who is a superstar. And then I may face somebody 8 or 9, like a Tyler Flowers, who's dangerous, and then Albies, who may be hitting higher in the lineup or the back part of the lineup, depending on how hot Swanson is. Mm-hmm. Man, now that's a tough lineup.
It is Paul Byrd with us, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline from Fox Sports Southeast. Same with Jerome Jurinovich, Brian Jordan and the gang, obviously.
Yeah.
With Chip at a great crew on TV, including Frenchie. But, hey, real quick, what about the pitching? We don't know when is O'Day ever going to pitch for this team? Because that would be an addition just by getting healthy to help beef up the middle relief.
Yeah, I can't give you a date. I can say that he is throwing again pain-free and feeling good. So that is good news. He's a guy that I expect when he gets healthy, he's not going to need a month and a half in the minor leagues.
Right.
You know, he's somebody that's not going to need a lot of time. And when that happens, hopefully sooner than later, this team will get a big boost. You know, you want your veterans that are down in the pen, you want those guys on the field showing why, you know, they were brought over, and nobody can wait to get out there sooner than him. So he's working hard, constantly sweating. He's in the locker room all the time. He cannot wait to get out there. When I see that, I like that.
Right.
And, you know, you guys know we've had some issues in the pen.
So
if we can solve some of those things, guys are trying hard. They care. I think this team will take off.
You trust Newcomb in that role now, by the way? It looks good the last few appearances.
I do. More so. I think he's pitching with an edge. Not that he didn't care before, but I see better body language. I see more of an edge. And I've always thought Sean Newcomb was a two-pitch pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
Great curveball, really good fastball that he throws high up in the zone. That's very, very good. And, you know, when you have two pitches, sometimes that's better out of the pen. He's got super stuff. Now, if he adds the slider and he throws, gets more command with all that, the change, then I see him more in that starter role, and that's what Max Fried has done so well this year. He's always had the curveball, but the command, the slider, the better changeup, now he's a four-pitch pitcher. So if you're a two-pitch pitcher and you're a starter, you walk up to the plate, the guy is going to say, okay, I'm not going to swing at the nasty curveball. I'm just going to sit fastball. So he's going to be right half the time, maybe more if he throws his fastball 60% of the time. So now 60% of the time, he knows what's coming. So if you throw four pitches, you're wrong more as a hitter, especially when you're facing a guy two, three, and maybe four times a night.
Paul, it's great stuff. Congratulations to you and your son, man. Enjoy watching your boy. And, dude, yes. we will catch up with you very soon.
Guys, I appreciate it. Thank you again, as always. I love your show.
Thank you, man. We appreciate it.
Express. No, Jockey, I know you guys love the horses. That's
yeah.
Winner. He's a competitor.
I like a horse that doesn't need leadership. He can do it.
He didn't even want anybody to catch him, man. I love it. We need to get that guy on the brain.
No doubt. Paul, be careful, man. We'll talk to you soon.
See you guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.